we open your word this morning, we ask that your Holy Spirit would guide and direct in the study that we are about to partake of. I ask that you would empower the truth of this message in such a way that the listeners of this presentation might be struck with the importance of this study and the significance of this particular verse in the times that we're living today. I ask that you would control the words I speak, the thoughts I convey, that they might be those that glorify you, that uphold the truth and uphold the truth, but that they might be of such a nature as to work revival and reformation in those of us that receive them. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we're at the point in our study of Daniel chapter 11 where we've come to verse 40, and for several years now, the very foundation of the material that we present is verses 40 to 45 of Daniel 11, and we would refer the listeners, if you're not familiar with our material, to several other studies that we put together to consider verse 40 through 45, the Time of the End magazine, which covers these verses, The Final Rise and Fall of the King of the North, which is a book that covers these verses, or the audio or videotapes on these verses that we have. In those studies, we attempt to go through the last six verses of Daniel 11 in a very simple fashion, in the sense that I try not to get off on too much of defense of the symbols or go far into the Old Testament to support every premise that we lay out. And the reason for that is I've been under conviction from the very beginning that I understood these verses, that very few of us in Adventism are familiar with the last six verses of Daniel 11, and therefore when I've presented them, I've tried to give just a simple overview so the listeners could first be struck with the significance, and then after they were familiar with the flow of events in the verses, then they would be better prepared to go into the deeper studies. So the studies that we have provided for Daniel 11, 40 to 45 in the past have been the simple overview, and the study we're involved in now of Daniel chapter 10, 11, and 12 is the most thorough defense that we've made of these verses, and we have been leading to these verses. But because we've spent so much time in verse 40 and onward in the past, we're not going to address everything